March 10, 1920, a fire started in the El Bordo mine in the Mexican state of Hidalgo. A few hours later, mine managers declared the evacuation concluded and decided to close the mine entrances to speed up the fire's extinction. Women who have gathered at the mine as soon as they heard about the fire protested. Before the managers closed the entrances, some women tried to get in the hopes of finding their loved ones. Not even in normal circumstances they would have been allowed in, because of superstition. A woman in the mine was seen as bad luck. Had they been able to get in, they would have been the first ones to blame for what happened. Inca's mining in Los Andes separated the world into two domains. The one above, ruled by Pachamama, who presides over planting, harvesting, and family life, and the one underground, the devil's domain, stony, carved by miners seeking gold and minerals. That was ruled by Supai. Collapses were the result of Supai's wrath. This is a masculine domain where women cannot go, as they are thought to be the ones that prompt Supai's wrath and the collapses of mines. 6 days later, when the entrances of El Bordo were open, 83 miners were found dead. 7 miners were also found still alive. The belief prevails. Rosa Maria Rojas Espinosa, mining engineer. I am a Peruvian mine engineer, a mom and a wife. The bravest moments for me have been all the times where I had to overcome many prejudices as a young female engineer in the mines, where I was a supervisor. I found myself in many situations where people judged me by my appearance and not by my technical and leadership abilities.